Beginning of the Daf, the Bamas Daf, the days, the beginning of the days, beginning of the Tezmas, the beginning of the Gemara, Ola Ishva Alma Enget. But to a regular woman, to write it beforehand, that's not going to be a get. And it says Tezva, Fulikas Bez Mandach Nezuin, like we explained in the previous Tezis, that even if the date is after the marriage, it doesn't make a difference. Give me the Inbiyot Lagarsha, since at this point they can't divorce her, but Shosha Shosh Shlev, when he made a Shliach, in contrast to when she was already engaged, she could have done a divorce then, here it's not going to work. Now, since it's been able to read, it appears to the reader, the Dafka, but this all is specifically the Mandam according to the one who holds, in the Makan Dafka Shlevayelam, a person cannot make an acquisition with something that's not exist yet. The Mandam, or the Makan, but according to the person that says a person could make such a kin, how it's going to be a get. Why? Because you could divorce her, like by Shechar, the Mehani, we find that it's effectively, you could buy a slave with the intention of freeing him, but Kosla, and you could even write them beforehand, like Shechachach, when I'm going to buy you, you are acquired to yourself from now. The freeing of a slave and freeing of a woman is those getting are the same, and therefore, according to that mandama, it would work. Next, now what's the halacha regarding the yavama? So Tais says, in the farish, don't explain to me, but the Gemara's question was, if he divorced, which the simple reading would sound like that, if he divorces with this get after he does a full for jibum, would it be a get or not? So it says, no, the b'shita, the in test begets a little joke. It's obvious that she would not be freed with this get to marry other people, because at that moment, when she was the Shemeres Yavam, like the regular woman, that he didn't have the ability to divorce her and the ability to shrink through this get. And moreover, my Kamanami, and this one, the Gemara also says, maybe giving the by Maim Aloy, that maybe since he didn't do a Maim Aloy, it didn't work, that Ibele Maim Aloy Mahani, if it doesn't work without a maimer, even if he did a maimer, also would not be effective to divorce after even the maimer have a mirabon. The maimer is only a bank, so why would maimer help? So maimer either he says that you're right. The Gemara's question is the l'poyslam a kohun b'vayle, which regarding invalidating from a kohuna, and that the question is you're right, it's not a real get, but yichashav b'deich get would at least be considered the scent of a get. The pasul kohuna like that would invalidate a kohuna or not. But Rivam higi b'pirushav. Rivam edits in his commentary. B'vayle, the Gemara's question was yichashav b'koy the maimer. That if it was written before Maimer, v'asa Maimer, and then you did a Maimer v'girish boy, and the girishim was on the Maimer. Ma'arushiv ki is a Maimer, what's Allah who would remove the Maimer or not? According to him, that was Gemara's question. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara, Idimah, maybe Hailuch Adekoi B'chul. Maybe each one is independent, the Maimer and the Zika. Now, Peshav, because Rashi explains what the question is and therefore, when we say it's independent, because of Getlam Amara, if let's write the Get only for the Maimer, but the Zika, not for the Zika, then Asur Alay should have been to him, because ultimately, he was a get, but a test lachem should be admitted to the brother because all that did was the maimer's offered like shakli. The maimer that he did was removed. Upashli zika kamekara. Now you have the zika as originally was. Now on the reading here, according to me, it appears the lishna according to the version the Amar of the Rabbah says huchafelihi that even she is permitted from kin hachanami. So here also shaila today she would even be permitted to him. Whereas the lishna of the hiasuda according to the version that she is asked to him. That actually, and the why? Because the Michal of Abbas gets you might get confused with a full fledged get. Then she would even be forbidden to the brothers. Because the Baal Saget is because the one who gets a get is forbidden to all the brothers. So, like this point that Rashi is saying that for him it's forbidden, for the other one permitted, he says, well, it depends on which one. It would either be both permitted or both forbidden. Now, this is the Rabbah permits Sardasa, the co wife, but not to get when you give a get to the Mimer. I mean, and that guys are also hard because of Baal Saget. That's the taste of the boys Mishnei Batman, because they're coming from, we're talking about three brothers, and they're coming, this one wife is from both, but one is from another one. And Vafalai Nisan get Lizikasa, even if the get was for the Zika, as it says, the co-wife would be permitted to the third brother, because then they're not connected, and therefore she wouldn't be any worse off. So that's why we're not Geyser regarding the other wife, regarding the Tsar. Next, that's not the beginning of the Gemara, that Risu said, that this case is similar, or when you mekadesh l'shem yamvis, not a get, because it's similar to like hoeing in the property of a ger, thinking that it's his, that he's not kind. Now, I'm reading, he says, the Maimer of Yosef, right? Yosef explains this reasoning of Rebbe, because he's going, for example, the Amalei Skechli Stam, where he told her, just be engaged to me, unspecified. We're explaining when he says l'shem yavnes. No, I had to go a daite. It's just when he reveals an intention. That was an intent, because the taste the iba amala behedi b'mamer yibam. Because if he explicitly told her that he wanted to be with a mamer yibam, lama parakla b'ayim idomim. But I wanted to ask, is it comparable? Because the abayim b'samach. Because the abayim himself says shortly the echad amala b'mamer yibam, where he said to her with a mamer yibam, the loykan the rabbi that you're not going to come to rabbi, and that you see that would make sense for rabbi. It was time I rather told him where it was unspecified. It's just that was his intent. Or you know, maybe another person could say, "But let's catch l'shem yavmas." That he did tell her, "I want you to mengish me for the purpose of yibum." But when he says l'shem yavmas, but that doesn't sound like that. It's with the intent of a maimer of yibum, because the maimer yibum and mashma toys maimer, because that maimer of yibum sounds like with the context of maimer, but l'shem toys kedushin, not with the purpose of kedushin. L'shem yavmas. When you just say l'shem yavmas, l'mashma toys yavmas doesn't sound necessarily yavmas. L'shem sovah shetani zikuki is just in such a zikuka, and therefore the bai asks that in such a situation. That should be a valid kedushin and should require a get. Should make tesmata begins the words digmor. Yomel askash of zikas mam yavamim. If he tells her being engaged me with the zikah of mam yavamim, mila mahani, would that not be effective? Which she says because the vilman the main zikim imkan one holds ein zikah. What do you mean? How could you be askash of zikas mam yavamim if you hold ein zikah? No, ha'inglein nachizikul kasa kaze. But that's regarding the system of this cook and all those types of things that we don't hold. It's problematic. Of course, the word Zika would be effective to create a somewhat of a condition. Of course, there's a connection, and she's standing in front of him. And even in Zika, that the Zika does apply. It's just that you don't have the problems like of Mandamar, yes, Zika. And therefore, of course, you could be having a condition with the Zika's Ram Yabaman, according to Mandamar in Zika.